From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Afghan officials say at least 8 people were killed, more than 100 others were wounded in a powerful blast that struck downtown Kabul early today. No group claimed responsibility for the attack immediately, which came a day after a suicide truck bomb south of Kabul killed at least 6 people in the Taliban's first major attack since confirmation last week of the death of its longtime leader, Mullah Omar. A new Islamic State affiliate claimed responsibility Thursday for killing 15 in a suicide bombing at a Saudi mosque used by security forces. The Hejaz province of the Islamic State vowed to launch more strikes. Islamic State affiliates have claimed responsibility for several deadly attacks in recent months against police at checkpoints in the capital, Riyadh, and for slaughtering members of the Shiite community. U.S. forces have turned over the widow of Islamic State Commander Abu Sayyaf to Iraqi custody. U.S. military says that Sayyaf also belongs to Islamic State and that handing her over to the Iraqis is consistent with its policy to detain as well as question and seek prosecution for those captured in the battlefield. Abu Sayyaf was believed to be an Islamic State chief fundraiser. U.S. Special Envoy for the Great Lakes region of Africa, Thomas Perello, has expressed grave concern about the ongoing political and humanitarian crisis in Burundi. Mr. Perello, who just returned from a trip to the region, including a visit to Burundi, says there is a need for both the government and its opponents to be committed to negotiations in a bid to resolve the crisis. This is VOA News.